Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Mem Hei. Today, we begin a new Perek Shlesha Sha'achlu, which discusses all the different halachas and the many sugyas related to Birchas HaZimon. We know it practically, Rabbi Yisai Nevarech, and we answer with Elekeinu, if there's a minyan, without Elekeinu, but there are so many different practical halachas and sugyas that come up as we proceed through the Perek. One thing I wanted to touch on today is the Gemara Daf Mem Hei with Beis, where the Gemara brings a few different halachas. The first thing the Gemara says is that nashim, although they can't be mizamin with anashim together, they are not b'nei chiyuva. However, they could be mizamin la'atzman. The Gemara says, shayni hasam de'ika deyos. And Rashi says, even though le'inyin chayva, they're not chayavos, or le'inyin reshus, deyos shloisha chashivi lehoidos tfei mishnei anashim, three nashim are chashivi, to be maida, to thank Hashem, more than just two anashim together. And that's why the Gemara says that comparing three nashim who are not benois chiyuva to two anashim is not a comparison. So the Emek Bracha takes this Gemara that says there's a tziruf of deyos and says a tremendous chiddush and explains two other halachas that come up in the Gemara further on. The Gemara on Daf Mem Hei with Beis further down says, the Rav Dimi Bar Yosef said in the name of Rav, the three people that are eating together, and one of them went out to the shuk, Karin Loim Mizamin Olav, we call him, and when he comes back, or possibly some Rishonim say he doesn't have to come back, he could stay where he is, but then they could be Mizamin together. That's one halacha. And there's another halacha, which is a little bit further down, Shloisha Sha'achlu Ka'achas, Echad Masak L'Shnayim, V'Ein Shnayim Afsikin La'Echar. The three people eating together, and two of them want a bench, one of them has to stop and be mitztarif to Razimun so they can all bench together. Now, what's the halacha if the person doesn't answer? So the Rashba says, and that's Kapaskin and Shulchan Aruch, that if one stops for two, they could be mezamin even if he doesn't answer. However, in the first halacha, where one of them went to the shuk, it seems that only if he answers with them. But if he doesn't answer, then they can't be mizdamnim alav. And the Emek Bracha says, the explanation is because there's two dinim in Zimun. There's the regular din, tziruf, that we know that three people are mitztarif together, and when they're sitting together, they could be mizamin. Then there's another halacha, and this is the halacha that comes from the top of our Gemara, from Nashim, that there's a tziruf of deyos. And that tziruf is less of a chashivos, and less of a kfiyos, than the regular tziruf. And with this he explains that if the yisayid of the zimun comes from a tziruf, then there's no reason why the person has to answer. So if you have the halacha of echad mafsak l'shnayim, and then once that person stops, the two could bench, there the halacha is, like the Rashba says, that even if he doesn't answer, since they're in one place, you yaitse the zimun. However, one of them went to the shuk, and he's not together with them, there you don't have the halacha of tziruf. There you have to come onto the halacha of Gimel Deyos, because they're not all sitting together. And there, in order to have the Zimun, they all have to answer together. Have a wonderful day.